Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We always talk about the ability to get things done in life, and the skill of execution is something that's coveted in business because so many people talk about what they want to do and they have all these big aspirations, but when the rubber hits the road, they're not always good at actually getting things done, at checking the box, at moving forward at things. It's great to have plans. It's great to have ideas. But at the end of the day, you've got to execute on those ideas for them to be any good to you or any good to anyone else. Right? Taking action on things is what gets things done. And so when we think about the ability to get things done, you know, one of the things we look at is how good are you at this idea of execution? And are you able to do a lot? Right? Because we're always busy. Everyone talks about how busy they are, how many things they have on their plate. And if you want to become less busy, become more efficient at getting things done. And then once you check those things off your list, then allow yourself some free time. Right? That's really what we're talking about here. It's just being able to get a lot of things done. So there's something called the Parkinson's Law, which is the adage that work expands to fill the available time for its completion. And if you think about it, when you have deadlines and you have to get things done, you figure out a way to get them done. And one example of this is when you go on vacation. If you're going on vacation and you have a lot of things you have to do, it's amazing how much you can get done the day before you leave for vacation. Could be all these loose ends that were hanging on for the last couple of weeks, but yet that final day before you leave, you manage to get them all done. And that should tell you something. It should tell you that you're good at execution. And so maybe the idea here is to figure out how you can get more done on a regular day, not just that day before you go on vacation. Because, again, you will get it done if you need to get it done. I always think back to my time in college. And there was a period of time when I was in college where I didn't have a job. I was just a student. And when I was a student, I used to have days and days to study for an exam. And almost, I don't want to say endless hours, but pretty close to endless hours because I didn't have anything else on my schedule other than, you know, a couple of classes and you know, the time to study. And yet it filled all the time that I had, the study time did. But when I got a job and I was in school, all of a sudden I realized I didn't have all this time. And somehow I still managed to get everything done. And in the end, because there was a little bit of added stress is probably not the best word, but I guess it'll fit here. You know, a little bit of added pressure maybe is a better word. I was able to get things done efficiently. And in the end, I actually did better when I had more things on my calendar. And so there's something to that. It's focus. Right. And having the ability to focus on things gets them done. And while we're on this topic of focus, if you want to get good at execution, focus on one thing at a time. Do it until you get it done and try not to do too many things at one time. The solution here is fairly simple. You just create a list of the things that you need to accomplish in a given day or in a given week or over any given time frame. And then from there, you just decide what is most important to least important. So you prioritize those and you start with the most important thing on your list and you do it until it's complete and then you move on to the second one. But if you're trying to do multiple things at once, it doesn't work. Multitasking is a myth. People think they're good at it, but they're really not. Because if you look at, there's countless studies out there that suggest that the human mind doesn't have the ability to do multiple things at one time. You get far more done if you can maintain your focus on one thing at a time, work it through its completion, and then move on to the next one because you're singularly focused. So if you really want to get good at execution, first part is getting organized and figuring out what has to be done by when, and then looking at how the importance of all those things, making your priority list, and then getting down to it and focusing on that one task at hand. And again, once you finish that, then you move on to the next and the next from there. And in between there, it's important to take some breaks, right? They tell you 50 minutes per hour is good if you can stay focused. Because what happens is if you start to work straight through, you lose your focus, you lose your attention. We're not meant to work for 4 hours straight without stopping. So 50 and 10 is a good mix, or 55 and 5 is okay too. but you want to give your brain a rest and then come back to it. And what you'll find often is, you know, especially if you're doing something creative, by taking that time away and then coming back to it, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, that could be the difference between you solving the problem or finding the answer you're looking for and not doing it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links at Apple or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I want you to think about your ability to execute effectively. Remember Parkinson's Law. The work expands to fill the time available to its completion. Step one is to take inventory of the tasks that you need to accomplish. Step two is to prioritize those tasks. And step three is to tackle them one by one. Take the first one, go until completion, take a break, move on to number two. But the key to this game is to stay focused and to stay on it. And if you treat every day like it's that last day before vacation, watch how much your productivity will go up. And in the end, there's nothing more satisfying than just checking things off your list one by one and getting things done.